This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome, Fully Charged Recharged.
I mean, you just do this bit, would
you? No, it's actually Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I have to do my own voices.
Well, if you don't say the rest of it, it's just Emma.
Yeah, just,
do you know what I mean?
It's Fully Charged with Emma.
How lonely would you be if it was just Fully Charged with Emma every day? Imagine having to do all that talking on your own for 3 hours.
I fucking know how it feels.
I feel like you could do.
I've done it three times.
Emma's
before.
Ashley's done it three times.
We've never done it. No.
Although, to be fair, we have had our own radio shows for the last 7 years.
But never, I've never had with that amount of talk time.
No, God.
Where,
no.
Like, you know, before you'd have a bit more music to help you out along the way.
That's why I have nodes from those three shows.
I'll give you a little insight, a little behind the scenes in radio. I was doing a radio show only a couple of weeks ago on my own, and the news didn't come in. And the news is quite long on the station that I was doing a show on. It's like 4 minutes or something like that. So my talk time for the hour was 8 minutes.
That's a lot.
Eight minutes.
On our show, that'd be like sometimes one of our feckin' bits could be 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
What is, like, would you say the talk time per hour for us? Is it like 18?
Well, think about a 5, 10, 15.
Oh, no, 20. Yeah. We probably have 25.
25 to 30 minutes. Yeah. And then you obviously have a lot of news goes out as well. So it's.
But say on a spin music show.
Oh, it's probably 3 or 4 minutes an hour.
On a spin music shift in an hour?
Less, 2 minutes?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd say you're talking about 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
Oh, when I because did you're spin topping. Music shifts, I was dragging in music. I'd be chatting away.
I used to work in FM 104 and I was always told to speed it up and I'd be like,
sure, stop limiting me.
Yeah. See, I love that. I love being like, that's the Kid Laroi. Coyle Ray is on the way right now. Bieber. It's whatever.
I like doing that when it suits me. But if I'm in the mood for a chat.
Oh, I was never. I would just love getting in and out.
I wasn't good at being slick.
I enjoy being slick when I have to be, but I love an old chat. Love an old chat.
We know.
Yeah, I'm a chatter. Well, in fairness, the three of us are feckin' chatters, aren't we?
I never was until this show. I've kind of had to become a chatter.
Do you know what I noticed ever since starting the show? I'm pretty burnt out from talking for the rest of the day after this.
Yeah, I get that. Do you ever
feel it in your voice?
Yeah, fact.
No,
do you?
Never.
I can feel it now, actually. I think when we do a lot of recording and stuff, I can feel it. Yeah. And then it's not even that I'm that my voice is wrecked for chatting across the day to people. It's more that I'm like, I feel like I've had my laugh.
That's
today.
What I'm saying. Yeah. My voice isn't wrecked, but I'm drained.
Yeah,
I don't want to go into this.
Yeah. I don't get me wrong, I do, but I don't know really.
See, that's why it's great because my housemate's obviously working until like 6 o'clock. So I have the whole day to just be by myself and not speak.
I love being on my own during the day.
When I get home, like Alex, my boyfriend, has been working from home all morning by himself.
So he's looking for a chat.
I come in, he's like, woohoo!
Yeah.
He's like, What's going on? Oh, show me this. How's work? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, I can't. Here's a podcast where you hear me talk for 1 hour.
This is what my day was like. Have a listen.
Okay,
I remember my very first 98 FM show. They basically were like, talk more. And I was like, I have nothing to say. And now I'm on the fucking.
Look at you now.
I'm on a breakfast show.
Yeah.
It's mad. Yeah.
Look at me now, Mom.
Bye, we're tired.
Wake up, you baby. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
And just like that, we made it to Friday.
Oh, thank God
well
for
done,
that.
Everybody.
Welcome to the weekend,
good
everyone.
Well done.
Let's do it.
How are y'all?
Really, really good.
Very good.
Although, do you know what? I'm actually not that great.
Look.
I'll tell you why I'm not.
There's always one.
I'm not amazing, right? I was at an event on Wednesday night, right?
Right.
And it was an event for some drink, right? And so I went to this event, and it was kind of one of those influencery events where there's loads of influencers there. I know, and me. So there was loads of influencers.
Influencers and yourself.
Yes, and me. And I went with my mate and. We walk into the event and we got our picture taken, like straight away.
Hmm.
Hi, can we just take your photo with the brand of the drink or whatever? And I was just like, yeah, of course, Grant. The pictures were uploaded yesterday. Every single person who was at that event has a picture, except me and my mate. We're just taken out completely.
No way.
I went looking for the photo because I was like, surely it must be here somewhere because me and my mate don't have any photos together. So I was like, right, this would be a bit of crap.
And you know what? Sometimes as well, no matter what the situation is, if you're at your mate's wedding, like you're like, show me that photographer picture of me.
Yes.
It's just nice to get a photographer taking a photo to see what it's like.
And also, if it's a bad picture taken by a photographer, it can be really bad.
Well, I'm hoping that's the reason we weren't included in the photography.
Well,
everyone else has a picture.
What I will say is actually, if it is the photographer who I assume it is, who does a lot of these events, Brian.
Okay.
Would you recommend?
I don't know.
Brian?
I don't know these events.
If it is
so I don't
Brian,
really know.
I chatted to him before about this, and he was explaining sometimes the turnaround time. Say if it's like 12 hours, but you've three other events.
Yeah.
And say then you're scanning through the photos just to make sure that everything's okay. And hypothetically, let's say a lady is wearing a darker pair of underwear, hypothetically under a white skirt.
Right.
He won't send that photo off until he has a chance to sit down.
Yeah.
Edison.
My underwear was visible through my white skirt.
White trousers.
Yeah. Damn it.
I was like, if there was anything amiss among anyone, they wouldn't do you like that.
I was trying out a new fashion thing.
Was your bra strap on?
It was. It was the bra strap. It was a bit too sexy for them.
Did you wear your period necklace?
Yeah.
Never a good idea. Kicking off with Hosier and Too Sweet on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Zara Larsson and You Love Who You Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. You might have seen a lot in your feed online yesterday about the portal. There's people even flowering some kind of a funeral.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah, we've kind of got an insight on that. We're going to tell you everything we know about that at 20 past 8 on our show.
Sexy. Very exciting.
This morning.
I couldn't believe my luck this morning when I came in. I was rifling through the papers and I was surfing the web online and I found not one, but two cat stories.
Oh, no.
And I simply had no choice but to bring back another edition of Cat Corner.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, this is a favourite on the show, Cat Corner, when I bring you two cat stories.
No, good question, Emma.
Concurrently. Something to debate. How are we with hay fever, guys? It's kind of hay fever season. Do you suffer?
So glad I've been born without hay fever.
Honestly, I feel so sorry for people who suffer with it.
So
do
I.
Awful, but I'm okay, thankfully.
Yeah, I think I may be slightly developing it, but it's not about me right now.
I always forget about that. You can bloody develop.
You can indeed.
I didn't know that.
Well, health experts are warning that big pollen bombs are going to be a big issue this summer because of kind of some of the nice weather that we've had. But they've also asked people to look out for their cats because cats can get hay fever too.
Okay.
And they're advising that you look out for sneezing, red itchy eyes, a runny nose and rashes on the face or paws. Now, tell me, how do you see a rash on a cat?
Very hard.
Difficult.
That's very true.
Hairy. Quite difficult. Maybe on the bottom of a paw, but like there's not really a lot of surface area there.
Yeah. Maybe like ever so slightly around the nose area, but yeah, it'd be very hard to cop it.
Yeah. I will say that the local cat that comes to visit our apartment, Mr. Plops, has a very wet nose a lot of the time.
I think I can never understand if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I know, I'm like, oh, you're so healthy and vibrant. Oh, or are you suffering
from
a bad case of hay fever?
Are you on your last legs?
You need to blow your nose.
To help with hay fever in cats, you can actually get your vet to just prescribe them antihistamines.
Oh, one for you, one for the cat. One for me, one for you.
All of this, of course, applies to the D word as well, but I shan't mention that during Cat Corner.
Sorry,
the dogs?
Shh. Cat Corner,
sorry,
David.
Oh, God. Sorry.
My God. Bit of respect. In other cat news, a cat that lives at a primary school in the UK has been helping to relieve pressure on students during exam season.
Okay. Right.
You do see this, again, with the D word sometimes.
Dogs.
Where people will rub the little creatures.
Stress relief. Dogs.
For stress relief. But cats can do that too, you see. Scylla is the name of the cat.
I'm so delighted.
Scylla is the name of the cat that is in question here. She's been on hand for rubs and cuddles before and after exams for all the students in this school. The principal of the school says that the cat is a very calming presence on the students. Scylla wandered into the school 7 years ago and the principal says she's brought an extra dimension to the school. Just a cat dimension.
Right.
A feline dimension.
A feline dimension, a four-legged dimension.
A cat corner, if you will.
Very nice. The cat actually has multiple cat corners in the school. It has beds all the way across the school. And the cat is quite popular online with 25,000 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
Making it more successful than each one of us combined.
Yes, very true.
This concludes this morning's Cat Corner.
Thank you very much.
Cats never used to come into my school. It was only dogs would come into our school.
Yeah.
And everyone would go spare. Everyone would just think this is the best thing in the world.
My dog used to follow me and just go, oh my God, I just had dogs.
I was just thinking, we've all lost the run of ourselves.
Well, Cat Corner's over now, it's grand. Used to follow me to school and the principal used to have to lock it in the boiler room until my mum and dad could come out of work and collect it.
Oh my God, it was your dog.
Yeah, it was my dog. Everyone was like, who owns that dog? I was like, me.
When I was in early stages of primary school, I lived in Terranure, and my friend's dog, again, different times. Imagine how your parents leaving you as a child walk to school on your own. But the dog used to walk us to school. Fred.
Aww, that's so
school.
Cute.
And I mean that for an absolute fact. My friend Avian's dog, Fred, RIP, would walk us to school, and then she'd say, "Home, Fred," and Fred would go home. And once Fred got home, we'd knew that their mams would know, oh, the girls got to school.
That's actually
that is
amazing.
Gas.
And the gas, yeah. And the lollipop lady and everything on the way to St. Pius's school from Waynesford used to say, "Morning, Fred. Morning, Ave. Morning, Emma."
Imagine, cats are good too.
Imagine you were going on the Mitch and you just go into the shopping centre and you're like, "Home, Fred." Off he goes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin 103. I bring you sexy man news. Ooh.
Oh, what are you talking about me for? Just leave me alone. Let me be a normal person. Come on, guys.
Ever since Dave got the blonde highlights, he thinks he's all that.
You're getting a lot of love for the blonde tips, aren't you?
Yeah, and also a lot of hate. I walked up to the fifth floor yesterday and someone goes, "Oh, well, it's not that bad."
It's not as bad as everyone's saying.
We all know that GQ magazine on an annual basis tends to announce their sexiest man of the year, their man of the year. They get the front cover, and we've often talked about that in the show.
Yeah.
Last year, Patrick Dempsey got that honour.
Patrick.
Oh, yeah. I think he's gotten it loads of times.
In the past, the likes of Paul Rudd, Michael B. Jordan, John Legend, Idris Elba, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could all agree with them. I don't know who Patrick Dempsey is, though.
He was McDreamy in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
Meredith's fella.
Okay.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, he's in loads of things. He's a very attractive boy.
Okay. He's your man in Enchanted.
Oh, him, I do know him.
Yeah, yeah.
A lovely smile. You're into Enchanted.
Okay. I think I've seen the trailer.
Yeah. How does she know?
Anyway, coming back to sexy men, though, a guy was announced yesterday as the UK's sexiest man for the second year running, but with a twist. The votes for this were on a very different kind of website to GQ magazine. So
okay.
Bear that in mind. I'm talking about a website that exists, would you believe, called Illicit Encounters. And this is a website for people who, I don't know, they say to spice up your relationship, but I'm not sure your other half would probably be aware of your dealings on Illicit Encounters. They say whether you want to meet someone new for a coffee or a bit of fun kind of a thing, right?
Oh, wow.
While you're in a relationship.
Yeah, right. So a lot of people seem to use this website because they interviewed so many women in particular about guys that they thought were attractive. They had 50 to choose from, and they got 2,000 female members voting on this. So there's people using this website, guys.
Wow.
And the person who came out on top is making headlines because, do you know what? I'm happy for him. I hope he woke up this morning and said...
That doesn't sound like a good positive start.
It sounds like you are happy for him but don't agree.
Yeah.
The person who came out on top as the UK's sexiest man...
Callum.
...for the second year running is Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson. My God.
Of Top Gear...
And Clarkson's
and Farm. Yeah.
Ah, you're joking.
I'm actually in the middle of Clarkson's Farm at the moment, and I can tell you, I love Jeremy Clarkson, but he is not sexy.
Do you know what? These women are boldies because they're going on this website, and he's a bit of a bad boy.
He is a bit of a bad boy.
So
yeah.
They like a bad boy.
Yeah,
and he's rich.
He has a bit of an attitude about him.
Oh,
I guess, doesn't he?
Such an attitude.
He's kind of gruff, kind of.
He's bold.
Kind of, yeah.
He doesn't have a filter.
He doesn't have a filter. He's done some really silly things in the past, really. Stiff competition he beat off from the likes of Idris Elba.
Oh, my God. Like, that's just insane.
But also on that list was Prince William.
Okay.
Yeah. And also on that list as the UK's sexiest man. Everyone, hold on to Aisling there. She's going to lose her life. Cillian Murphy.
Ah!
No, come on.
The UK.
Tom Holland couldn't
have said he was Irish enough times during that Oscars run.
Tom Holland made it onto the list as well, into the top 10, but had to settle for runner-up after Mr. Jeremy Clarkson.
So Jeremy won, Tom Holland too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would make
That's
sense.
So
yeah.
Further down the list, Idris
Who's your rather shift?
Someone speaking from Illicit Encounters saying, just like last year's poll, we know they're providing our members with a list of 50 famous names across both genders and ask them to score them on their sexiness would throw up some surprises. We're not putting it past Clarkson to go for the three-peat next year. Gareth Southgate made it on there as well. And Mike Tindall and Ryan Reynolds didn't fare well at all. They went down to 29th and 26th. Sorry.
Behind Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is absolutely gorgeous yeah. as well. Which yeah. was surprising.
Is he not American?
A lot of the Facebook ladies were saying as well, I know, but Jeremy has a brain unlike these other lads.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they'd like to have a chat with them.
I don't know if you've seen Clarkson's Farm. He's thick.
Is he?
Yeah.
In what way? Give me an example.
Well, he bought a farm, first of all.
Yeah.
Secondly, he doesn't know how to farm.
Okay.
Bit thick.
Okay, I hear you.
Do you know what I mean?
Poor Eladris.
I'm not going to go buy a math school.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. The
Dave
has written down.
Hell yeah! Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to Friday, everybody. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
I love this game.
If it's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, you lose. You get nothing.
Good day,
good day to you, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name a town in North County, Dublin. You'll hear three beeps and on the, or you'll hear four beeps, actually. And on the fourth beep, you got to answer, right? You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down.
Yep.
So if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you're out.
You get nothing.
You get nothing. Good day to you, sir. Okay? Everyone you get right, you get an IMC Cinema Pass.
Whew.
There is five up for grabs because there is five questions you must pass. We gave away five last week.
Yeah, we got
four the week before.
Great success.
So there is a very high chance you could win a lot of IMC Cinema Passes.
I would say a very
today.
Winnable game.
Teacher, is this only the third week of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down?
I think it is only the third
God,
week.
God, it's really
know?
In its infancy. It's,
oh, it is.
It's
proving
indeed.
To
it's
be
early
such
days.
A success already.
Now, keep in mind, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out.
Yes,
okay?
I hear what you mean. You can't be taking the mick, like.
Exactly.
You can't just say toast for every answer. 100%.
But you're listening. If you think you can say things that I have not said or I have not written down, it's quite simple. Game in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038. Come on and play and potentially win five IMC Cinema passes.
Not bad.
Emma, Aisling, would you like to play?
I'd love.
Yeah, I'd really enjoy that.
This is a sample game.
A sample game. You win nothing.
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 Good day to you, sir. But we'll have a bit of crack. So, we have the 4 second beeper. Let's start to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Emma and Aisling, what's something you'd find in a bathroom?
Bar soap.
Toothpaste.
Well done, I have wipes written down.
Wipes?
Wipes, yes.
Rogue.
Wipes.
Wipes? Well, do you need wipes for your bum bum?
No, but you need to clean the sink and you need to clean.
Oh, cleaning wipes rather than bum bum wipes.
No, not bum bum wipes.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
But if you have bum bum wipes, no judgment.
That's fine.
Number two, name a sport.
Hockey.
Curling.
I knew yous would go a little bit rogue.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I went polo.
Oh!
Very good. What I need you to do now is name a shopping centre in Dublin.
Oh, Dad! Oh, no.
Northside Shopping Centre.
I just went with Dundrum. It was in my mind and I couldn't get it out of my head.
I said Blanche.
Yeah! Oh, that was a close one.
We are on to round four, ladies and gentlemen. Aisling and Emma, I need you to name a spin presenter.
Matthew Matthews.
Jamie Maguire.
Aisling is out.
Oh.
I have Matthew Matthews written down.
I half knew it. Too fun to
Emma,
say.
Emma, can you reach the final? I need you to name a primary colour.
Blue.
I have written down red.
I know he had
it. So that is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you would like to play, it is game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 and you will win five IMC Cinema Passes today, potentially.
I don't know why this game makes my heart beat so fast.
So scary.
It really frightens
me. You just don't
me.
Want to let yourself down.
No, you really don't.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. The Dave has written down.
Where were you for that first clap, by the way?
Oh, sorry.
What's going on?
I'm just so nervous.
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the exact same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day to you, sir.
Even, is this what inspires that?
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
What's that from, guys?
It's from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, of course.
So, on to play today is Amy.
Amy, how are you?
Not too much.
Any weekend?
On the way to work.
Any weekend plans at this stage?
No, not much at all. Just see how the weather plays out.
Oh, very
well,
nice.
It's looking really good. I see 20 degrees for tomorrow.
Woo!
Very nice. That'd be great.
That's unreal.
Amy, are you ready to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down?
I am.
Okay, it's a very simple game.
Watch your blood pressure on this, Amy. For some reason, it's
it's a game where if
I'm
you
quite anxious.
It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. I'm going to ask you something, and you got to answer within four beeps. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you get an IMC cinema pass, and we move on to the next one. However, if you get it wrong, you lose everything. All right,
okay,
Amy.
No pressure.
Okay. If you say something that's not in the category as well, you are also out. Here we go. Amy, the best of luck. Question one, I need you to name a woman's hairstyle.
A plait.
A plait.
Yeah.
I have a bob written down. Very good. Very good.
That was a tough one to start.
All right, Amy, name a subject in school.
Home economics.
Home economics.
Good one, Amy. Well done.
I have written down geography.
Nice.
Yes.
She chose an optional.
Well, very, very good, Amy.
Amy, do you want to play on for three or do you want to stop?
I will play on. Sure,
play on. Okay, they're going to get gradually harder now. What I need you to do is name a mode of transport.
Motorbike.
Well done, Amy.
It's a fantastic answer. Is it what I have written down?
No,
it is not.
Yes.
I have Lewis written down. All right, Amy, I need you to tell me a boy's name beginning with J.
Jordan.
Do I have Jordan written down?
Not a chance.
I have James.
Oh, yes. Nice.
You queen. Well done.
All right, Amy.
All right, you have four IMC cinema passes, Amy. Do you want to play on for the five or do you want to stop there and go home with your four?
I know, sure. Play on for the five.
You got to play on for the five. Let's risk it for a biscuit. Question five, Amy. Name a season.
Winter.
I'm so nervous.
Amy, for five IMC cinema passes, I have written down spring. Nice one, Amy. Congratulations. Five IMC cinema passes are on the way to you. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good weekend.
Well done.
Amy, were you freaking out there?
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
And it's quite warm as well.
It really is.
It's so scary.
It is. I'm blaming the heat.
See you, Pat.
See you, Amy.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Is this not the best game on radio?
I actually think it might be.
It's very good, Dave. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's Lee James and Love the Way on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
That was anyone else's phone just on fire yesterday. There was so much stuff going on at the portal.
There was so much stuff going on. Yeah, but honestly, my phone just constantly, every time I was on any app, it was just, have you seen this at the portal?
Yes.
We're leaving flowers.
We are obviously obsessed with the portal. It's on North Earl Street and it connects Dublin to New York, but it's been switched off this week due to antisocial behaviour. We think that's wrong.
The Irish were bold.
And yesterday, somebody put flowers and an RIP sign on the portal. And we can exclusively reveal that those people will be on this show in the next 20 minutes.
God, are you serious?
Good producer.
We've got an exclusive with the people that put the flowers at the portal yesterday. They made the BBC News.
They made Lad Bible.
I don't know what's
bigger, but you got Lad Bible.
What more do you want?
Yeah, oh, they're going to be on this show in 20 minutes.
Are they coming in studio?
They're going to be in studio.
What?
It's going to be unreal.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, how are we? It is Friday.
Thank God for that, by the way.
Yeah, I think quite a quick week and a good crack week. I think the weather really made this week a little bit more entertaining and fun for all involved.
For sure, I believe that to continue.
I just thought you thought it was a short week. I thought it was a long week.
I don't know. I just think it's. I know what you mean, but
I actually thought it was long as well. And I think it was because last week was the short week.
Must have been, yeah.
Maybe so, yeah. I think weeks always feel a little bit longer when you're cooped up at home with the rain.
Very true.
There's a bit of crack in the evenings. Anyway, speaking of crack in the evenings and kind of just being like, I couldn't be arsed doing anything very productive. My dinner last night was the dinner of dreams for, you know, those days where you're just like, not tonight.
Yeah.
I want something, but not tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not cooking up a storm. I'm not washing dishes majorly. And I'm not going to get a takeaway, exactly. Last night, my dinner was a ham and cheese toasted sandwich with hula hoops.
Honestly, the drink. I feel like...
Oh, that is lovely though.
Isn't that just so nice?
Hula hoops are actually so underrated. What flavour?
It was a multi-pack of hula hoops. I
red a bit.
I enjoy a red.
The red are the best.
The red are the best, yeah. I think. But I went for salt and vinegar last night.
Oh, blue.
My dinner. Blue last night.
Just to spice things up,
That was my dinner. That was literally like, I was like...
That was your herbs.
Was the hula hoops your dessert?
Or no, I poured them onto the plate.
That was a side salad.
Yeah. I feckin' love when you go to a restaurant, you order a toastie or something, they come with crisps. More foods need to come with crisps.
Everything needs to come with crisps.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I order spaghetti bolognese, I want crisps on the side.
That's kind of old style, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd find a way to eat my bolognese and a crisp. I cut it up and then layer the crisps or something.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. It'd be unbelievable. Crisps need to make an appearance in more foods, I think.
I remember when I first moved into the house in Dublin like 5 years ago, I was very lazy with food at that point. Like I couldn't really cook very well, to be honest. I've learned a lot over the last few years, but they'd be like, oh, what a classic Emma Nolan dinner. You come into me and I'll be sitting there at 6 o'clock while they have their big, lovely, really made an effort, and I'm there with two waffles, two eggs and a
honestly, my dream.
Oh my God, breakfast for dinner is the best.
The best.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Oh, I would be fantasizing and dreaming if I were to win this prize. I can't, you can. And it's really fabulous, I think. I think this is one of the best prizes you could win on radio.
It'd be cool because like once a month at least you have like something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got June and then you've got August and stuff like that. July is amazing anyway because it's just stunning.
And honestly, you'd be so knackered after the double Junes.
Yes.
What we're talking about, of course, is the fact that we have tickets to go to C-Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. I'd be entering this to beat the band for even just one of them.
Imagine all the people from your secondary school that you'll meet across these 3 weekends.
Why would you give people the fear like that?
No, but just for the bit of banter, I love bumping into random people.
Oh, I hate it.
You know, yeah.
Megan's on to give this a glash this morning. Any plans for the weekend?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Very nice. The dream. No. The dream weekend of absolutely nothing.
And the sun is going to be shining. So would you be a tanner?
No.
Okay. God, no. Pasty girl.
The sun looks at me and I'm burned.
Okay. We've got honestly, pasty Megan on our
I'm
hands.
The exact same,
let's
Megan.
Let's get some sun cream at the ready for the weekend then.
Absolutely sucks. Will you go out? Will you go out, Megan, do you think? Or will you stay local? Or will you just sunbathe or stay indoors?
Yeah, no, I'll probably just chill in for the weekend.
That sounds like a good plan.
Might sunbathe. You never know.
Go
on. See if you can get a
tan. Maybe your body has changed that you can now get a tan for some reason. And are you a festival goer? When's the last time you were at a festival, Megan?
The last time I was probably at a festival was Life in 2022. Camping, no offense, the camping life isn't for me. I found it very, very hard to camp.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to get over it.
Sorry. I know.
I'd say the camping at Life is probably a bit much, but the camping at, you know, C-Sessions and Lesh Picnic, it's a breeze.
Because when we went to Life, we had no plan. Like, I think we went, got tickets like 2 days before, got like a 2-man tent, but we just weren't prepared.
Megan, this is where you went wrong. Don't put yourself into a 2-man tent anywhere. It's always going to be misery.
Exactly.
Yeah. Need a bit of space.
Please for.
All right, let's see if we can get you into maybe a 4-man tent and go for all of these festivals. This is Emma David Ashling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Megan?
Yes.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you have to guess?
Five.
I love when people know that. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Megan?
Perfect, yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Navan.
Megan in Navan. I love one thing I love about Navan, spelt the same backwards as it is front.
That's a good, what's that?
Palindrome.
Palindrome.
A palindrome.
Well done, Dave.
I don't know how I know that, to be honest.
Do you know what's annoying about the word palindrome?
Yeah.
It's not a palindrome.
Yes.
No, I know. Dead right. All right, Megan from Navan, 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one. Placing 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You won't
break my
song. Stop the clock. Whew, thank God.
There's a bit of a hesitation there, Megan. I was like, come on. All right, Beyonce, Break My Soul. We got that in 5.5 seconds. We have 19.5 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
Nice one, Megan. Let's go for song 2. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You better run and hide, baby. Where you were last night. So I'm lighting up the sky. Setting fire to you. Good choice.
Well,
good
Megan.
Interesting. What? Producer Callum made a promise because earlier in the week when that song came up and it was starting to kind of become, it seemed quite easy for people, he said, I promise I'll get that in again throughout this week. So that's a shame.
Yeah, look, it is.
That was Ella Henderson and Rudimental with Alibi. We did say it was going to come up again, but here we are. Okay.
That's all right, Megan. You used your swap very, very strategically. I like it. 19 seconds back on the clock. Let's go for a brand new song too. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Not Gucci.
Oh God!
It's not Chanel.
It's not Primark.
It's not Louis Vuitton.
Prada.
Yeah.
Any idea?
Prada.
2, 1. Oh. I wouldn't even mind. Every single time I listen to the show in the morning, I'm like, yeah, I know that one. I know that one.
Oh, Megan, I'm sorry.
The day comes to me, and I'm just not going to know it.
I know, I know. Sometimes when you get a mental block as well, you're just like, forget about it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It's hard.
That was Casso
you do know it.
And Ray with Prada.
Oh, God, that was... I won't even say that was tough because it wasn't.
Thank you.
It was tough to listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, Megan, these meanies, don't mind them.
I'm only joking, but there are people screaming at
me. Megan, it wasn't to be today, unfortunately, but we're big fans of you. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for playing. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you so much, guys.
Enjoy your chill weekend.
Don't get burnt. Yeah, mind your skin. Bye-bye.
I'll try not to.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Alibi. What are we going to do with your alibi?
I don't know what alibi sounds like.
Oh, for God's sake. I know that you... I actually took me a second to realise you were joking because I was like, is he joking?
Alibi. Alibi. Ella Henderson.
Poor Ella Henderson.
And is that alibi?
It's alibi by Rudimental or and Ella Henderson. But you know what? You only have to give one artist so you can say Rudimental. Yeah.
Let's put it in again next week.
Going in again next week.
Until
someone names that stupid song. It'll be in the golden ticket.
Hi, Captain.
Good morning, Ella Henderson.
All right. We're running out of time. Like, 21st of June is when this starts.
We're going to be officially a month away next week.
Yeah, and I'm a bit of a planner.
You need to get your outfits ready.
Yeah, fact, Dave. The outfits, well, I forgot about them. Jesus, very stressful.
Right.
Message us now. The word golden. Get on air on Monday. Maybe even producer Callum will line you up today. You'll be lucky and you can practice all weekend. We'll see.
Just listen to Alibi on repeat for all weekend.
You've got one song anyway.
We do know for a fact that there is a golden ticket Spotify playlist as well, organised by someone who really wants to win. You can go and check that out as well. Spin Golden Ticket and try and play Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A lot has been going on lately. At the start of last week, we brought you the news that there was to be a brand new interactive exhibit. It was going to link up Dublin and New York and it would come to be known as The Portal. It was basically a live stream of the two cities set up on North Earl Street. You could see everyone in New York in real time and they could see us back in Dublin. And it's safe to say, as soon as we got wind of the portal, we were quickly obsessed.
A portal.
A magical portal.
And it's not a portaloo.
Portal.
So the portal is...
The portal.
We go see the portal.
I love it, guys. I love the portal.
FaceTime who?
Portal, yeah.
Portal for life.
Portal in...
FaceTime who is brilliant.
Oh, love. So last Wednesday, massive excitement because the portal officially opened. You could see New York live.
Woo!
Massive crowds in both cities. The crack was had. So we decided we wanted to be in on the portal action.
100%.
So we were asking you listening, what should we do with the portal this week?
Yeah, and a lot of you got in with your suggestions. Fantastic suggestions. I remember Gemma suggested we do this.
I think you should do a mini Irish prize.
I'd love that. So a mini Irish braid of us basically changing outfits, going around the portal, maybe coming in as a leprechaun, coming in the St. Bridget, coming in the St. Patrick.
Bringing in a flatbed truck.
Exactly.
You know, we knew that the Americans love a bit of St. Patrick's.
Of course, they do. They love a bit of the Irish. And then Hazel thought that we should prank them.
But if you could do the statue challenge for like a short period of time in front of the portal and try and make the Americans think that their side is broken or something, I think that would be really funny.
Yeah.
We really liked this idea, the thought of almost like the mannequin challenge, like with like that trend a couple of years ago, Black Beatles. But
Everyone in New York think that our side is broken and we're all just like...
Yeah, but at the same time, then we were like, but O'Connell Street is quite busy for buses.
Yes, yeah, so we were like, we'll have to close the road.
And people, and we'd have to, every time someone moved, you'd be like, stop moving! Yeah. I don't think it would work. Then we thought, why don't we try and get Emma some action?
And Dave and I suggest, as the third option, that we play a game of Portal Tinder.
Yes.
And we find you a date that you can meet when you go to New York next week.
How cool would that be? Pretty cool. It would be absolutely unbelievable because you're going to New York. Get some action while you're in New York.
Absolutely. Look, I thought this was a great shout. Initially, I was a little bit allergic to the idea of standing in front of the portal with a sign saying, do you want to date this girl? And then I thought, this is a once in a lifetime experience. Yes. I think it would be really hilarious should it work out.
You could tell your grandchildren about this, about how you and your granddad met.
I know, amazing.
So we decided, right, we've got to put this to a vote. A portal poll, some would say. Mm. And it was quite overwhelming, the results. You voted for the idea that we were, that I was to find a date at the portal and we were to visit there yesterday, being Thursday,
yes.
Right?
So come hell or high water, we were going down to the portal yesterday after the show, and then disaster struck. On Tuesday evening, after a bit of mooning and a bit of flashing.
Just a little bit partial nudity. Like, it's just a small bit.
Harmless.
It's art.
Behaviour.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
It was announced.
And the bum.
And all the bits. That the portal would be shut down, switched off, because we'd all lost the run of ourselves. We had to wait until we started to behave ourselves.
However, it was quite clear that both sides were both being bold.
Exactly, yes. Not just sides. Dublin.
We were really grounded, weren't we?
We were absolutely grounded. You hadn't even seen the portal.
I hadn't had a chance to go and visit it.
Never mind, failed to get a date.
But we did.
Oh, we did, and it was great.
Do you remember we got to? Do you remember the first time you walked around onto North Earl Street and you just see the portal and you're like, it's real.
Oh my there God, it look is. At the portal.
Like, what was it like?
A lot bigger in real life.
A lot bigger. Really? A lot sturdier.
Good.
Really.
Like, good, it's made concrete.
Was it?
It felt like they had just announced colour TV.
Yeah. It's exactly what it was like.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
So it was a bit of a disaster, but we said we will not be beat.
No.
So yesterday afternoon, we took €14 worth of flowers.
Big money.
And an A3 printed sign down to North Earl Street to hold a funeral for the portal. And here's how it all went down.
The death has occurred of the Dublin to New York portal. The portal departed this world suddenly and violently at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night after a brief but trying life. The portal will be sadly missed by Dubliners showing off their bums, New Yorkers showing off their boobs, Dubliners giving the middle finger, New Yorkers pretending to eat potatoes, and the rest of us who simply wanted to smile and wave.
Good times.
The Dublin portal is predeceased by the Millennium Clock.
R.I.P.
The elusive white water rafting facility and all the other fun things we ever thought we had in this city. No longer will Americans watch the green and yellow of a Dublin bus pass in front of the GPO in real time while being virtually egged. Reposing on North Earl Street from now until we all cop on and behave ourselves, or until they've gotten AI technology to blur out boobs and bums. Dave would like to say a few words.
I first visited the portal last Saturday with my housemate Ben, and we were so excited. I waved at an American and the American waved back, and Ben held the finger up and the American held the finger back. I saw a bit of the Flatiron building, and it was very flat, very nice building. I didn't see any boobs though, so that kind of sucked.
I never got to meet you alive, Portal. I never got the chance. You were gone too soon. But you're free from your suffering now. Your memory will never fade. Cyberspace has gained another angel. Until we meet again.
Turn it on! Turn it on!
Hey, Spin, I'm Becky Hill.
So yeah, guys, it was all pretty crazy yesterday. We held the funeral for the portal.
Yeah.
And it went crazy. There's videos online. You can see us actually placing the flowers and paying our respects to the portal.
Yeah.
It was a funeral. It happened.
And there's a lot of pictures everywhere of the flowers on North Earl Street. And a lot of people have been like, who did this?
Who did this?
What comedic geniuses did this? That was us. So you let them know. If you see any tweet that says, who did this? I love these people.
You know who to tag.
You know who to tag. It's us. It's
exactly.
Us. Come on.
It was funny because when we got to the portal, there was the odd person kind of mulling around it because it says on it, the portal is asleep, be back soon.
Yeah.
By the time we finished the funeral, the portal was as busy as it ever was when it was switched on.
It was not busier.
We obviously were like filming this little video. Right?
Yeah.
And as soon as the sign of the RIP went up, people were like, sorry, can I get a picture of that? I was like, just give us a
We were like, we have a eulogy to read.
We were reading the eulogy and people were videoing us and I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know why we thought no one was going to care.
Yeah. So anyway. Many photos were being taken even before we got a chance to produce the video. So go check it out. Bit of crack. It's on our Instagram at official spin1038 and on our TikTok.
TikTok. Thanks, ma'am. I'll take it from here. It's actually on TikTok. Don't mind, Emma.
And it's on Twitter as well.
That's X.
Question for you, right? 087 711 1038. I'm sure you do this too, and it's not just me and all these people online. I'll fill you in a sec. But for now, question being, what nickname do you have for your neighbour?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I love this.
Someone who lives around you, someone who lives in your estate, someone who lives in your apartment building or down the road. You have a name for them, probably, that you dub them among who you house share with or with your partner or kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you likely, maybe you don't know their name.
It mightn't be that flattering either.
There is the nickname. No, yeah. Not at all, not at all. So there's a person who lives very close to me and I see him around a lot, just hopping on the bus or you'd see him coming in and out or whatever. And I call him the slider guy.
The slider guy.
Okay. Slider guy.
You wear sliders?
I've never seen him with shoes that aren't sliders.
Okay.
I'm talking about in the middle of December. I'm talking about in the cold depths of frosty January mornings. If he's bringing out the bins or he's walking over to pick up something, he's wearing the sliders.
Okay. Wow.
I thought you meant because he's always eating tiny burgers.
Yeah. Another guy that
loves water parks.
Close to me seems to have in his possession a supermarket trolley.
Oh.
So in his possession?
He seems to quote unquote own this now.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's going to do his shopping, he brings the trolley
down with him.
Down with him.
And to home. Be fair, they are only a euro.
So he is known as Trolley Man.
Trolley Man.
Trolley Man's out again. Oh, did you see Trolley Man this morning? Oh, the Trolley Man did a big shop this morning. See all the bits he brought back? I saw Trolley Man in Nutgrove today. He actually brought the trolley home out of Nutgrove. Nutgrove didn't say anything to him about the trolley. This
I
is the
wonder if Trolley Man
have.
Is listening right now.
I know, sorry.
I'd imagine there's only one person in Dublin that does that.
Oh my God, I'm Trolley Man.
Well, that is Trolley Man. Well, this also then happened to be a conversation point online during the week on X or Twitter. I think it's
we're only joking. Right? We're only calling it Twitter.
Twitter forever. The question being, do you have nicknames for your neighbours? Same as. Someone replied saying, punchy neighbour. He stands on his driveway throwing punches into thin air.
That's funny.
To be fair, I do that before like a date, just to, like, get myself hyped up.
Angry dead tree neighbour. That's all we're going to know about that guy. And also this person replied saying, Tory neighbour.
Oh yeah, there's always one of them.
Very good.
And this person says, I don't know their real names, but even if I did, I'd still be calling them by their nickname.
See, I feel like these nicknames are quite an interesting one because I know girls have nicknames for like guys they're seeing and stuff with their groups and stuff like that. So I love the fact that it's a nickname for someone that there's only a tiny little group of people call them that. But what I'm curious is what do our neighbours call us?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Probably like a little hottie or something.
You were just frosted tips now.
Yeah. It's Justin
Relax.
Timberlake.
That's definitely your nickname.
I'm a big fan of this one. We affectionately call one of our neighbours the Binfluencer because the whole estate follows him on what bin to put out.
Brilliant.
You're looking out the window.
That's a lot of pressure.
In our case, on a Sunday night, because they're collecting on a Monday morning. What do the neighbours, is it green this week? And everyone's waiting on this guy or woman to do
it. Say this week. That's brilliant.
And this is fantastic. It's so, I'm not sure if this person is Irish or not, but it's proper Dublin humour. In the early 70s, we had a neighbour who went on holiday to Spain. So he was forever known as Spanish Tony. Like forever and always. That's
I
so
love
good.
That Spanish Tony.
So get in touch. What do you call your neighbour? What nickname do you have for them? We'd love to hear from you this morning on 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What nicknames do you have for your neighbour? There's a guy living close to me and we call him the Trolley Man because he seems to own his own trolley and every time he goes to his grocery shop, he brings the trolley with him and I actually think fair play to you, man.
Love it. Why not?
You do you, Trolley Man.
You do you, man. And that's it. You do you. Shauna is standing by. Shauna, what do you call your neighbour?
He's called Weird Hat Man.
The Weird That's a neighbourhood nickname I've ever heard of.
Is it the one hat or are there many hats
in rotation?
No, just the one bucket hat all the time.
A bucket hat?
No matter the weather.
Right, describe the bucket hat
as well.
Okay, in his 60s, wearing a bucket hat. What kind of bucket hat is Ash asked there?
It's a beige bucket hat, nice. And he's always walking his little dog as well.
Aww,
who he is now.
And why is he weird?
He just has a strange vibe.
Right.
So, sometimes that's all it is.
I don't know why we always assume that our neighbours are weird.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shauna Pett.
No worries, guys.
See you, Shauna. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. I'm trying to think about, like, over the years, I've had many of them kind of stay, or many nicknames for my neighbour.
Yeah.
I've had one that doesn't make any sense, but I had it since I was a kid. Grumpy Sausage, because he was just a really, really grumpy man.
It's probably something you overheard your mum saying, oh, that grumpy
sausage.
Yeah.
We had the Milkman, because he was always on a bike bringing milk home from the shop. We had Mr. T, because he owns a Tesla.
Very good.
Big Guy, Judgy John, and Moody Miriam. They all
just
sound
so
like.
Because of their personalities.
They all sound like Horrid Henry characters, don't they?
Yeah. It's brilliant. Mrs. C was on.
We have neighbours, like there's about 7 or 8 of them, and they all go to Mass on Sunday, so they have to pass by my door. And we call them the Fontrap family.
Fontrap family. Very good.
So funny.
That's an old school one.
That's brilliant. Also then, lots of people getting in touch on text, yeah?
Yes, somebody says, keep me anonymous, we call our neighbour Aladdin because he left a load of carpet in the bin shed and caused days of drama in the estate WhatsApp group. That's so good.
That's
Sorry,
amazing.
People are so creative.
Yeah. I love that.
And then Kelly says, our neighbour is called Hot Wheels because he's nearly 40 and he still has a little boy racer car. I remember during COVID a house.
Hot Wheels.
So funny. I remember during COVID a house near us set up like a gazebo or whatever, and they made a sign called the Chill Shack.
Oh,
and
right.
So we always say, what's going on in the Chill Shack?
Oh, very good. Jamie, what do you call your neighbour?
CCTV.
CCTV is a fantastic name.
I presume.
She's never out the window. Yeah. She knows everything that's going on in the road.
That's so good.
Oh my God. Honestly, she's like the neighbourhood watch.
That's actually so fair.
I'm not giving me second name because she knows me.
Yeah.
I'd say that's probably what people maybe call us because we have a big window and I just love people watching.
Yeah, yeah.
We know all the drama, who's coming in and out of the estate, it's gas.
It's so funny. I feel
I do the same myself, but I stay behind the curtain.
Yeah,
you're a bit more subtle.
I feel like as we get older, we stand in front of the window, don't we? Just looking at our neighbours going, what are they doing now?
Yeah.
And when is that skip going? Look at them putting on solar panels. Who do they think they are?
Their grass, the dandelions. Producer Callum.
This is going to really paint me in a bad light, but a couple of years ago, my girlfriend's mum bought me a pair of binoculars so I could be CCTV from our apartment window.
Oh my God.
Because I live in an apartment block that is on the main road.
Yeah, you're quite high.
You can see kind of a few things. I don't use them. I've used them a couple of times.
Does she have binoculars, Jamie?
No.
You wouldn't put
faster. She has a pair of glasses, that's all.
Right, okay.
Sound, Jamie. Thanks, Mill. Have a lovely weekend.
See you, Jamie.
You too. Thank you.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hello to you. It is Friday and the weather looks great.
Good Woo-hoo! Morning.
Happy
you
bleeding days.
There is a gorgeous smell of toast in the studio now.
Mm-hmm. 4 slices of toast have just been brought into the studio. Have just entered the studio.
Is there any better smell in the morning? Toast?
No.
Unbelievable.
I almost think it should be banned in offices.
Yeah.
In the last 3 minutes, you are the third person to say that. I was in the canteen. The legend that is, the king that is, Mr. Ian Dempsey walked into the canteen and said, is there anything better than a smell of toast? No. I don't think so, Ian,
Great
actually.
Minds.
No. I was
Great
walking
minds.
Down the stairs, Phil Egan from Off the Ball. I was miles away from him. I don't know how he got the scent of toast. Like, it's literally just toasted bread and a bit of butter.
Oh, it wafts, though.
Yeah,
it does. It wafts.
So you're the best.
And then the third legend was David Hammond.
Well, I hadn't even gotten to praising you yet. Listen, would you like to go to Gamerfest? We've got these tickets to go all this week on the show. Demand is high, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
It's coming to the RDS on May 25th and 26th. There are tickets available if you want to get them yourself, but you can try and win them here this morning.
Yeah, it's a massive celebration of all things gaming. You can play the latest games that are out, but you can also, if you're a bit of a retro head, go into the retro zone and play the old school games like the classics. You also have the racing simulators there, and there's going to be lots going on for the whole weekend.
Very techie sounding. We've one pair left of Gamerfest tickets to give away, and then right after we do that, somebody is going to win a big upgrade, an ultimate gaming setup, a new Logitech monitor,
cool.
gaming accessories, and they'll be upgraded to priority tickets as well.
Oh, into the priority queue with you. Straight into the games.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Spin Instagram is giving away something like this as well.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's hopping at the moment.
Was It was 21 hours ago anyway.
Yeah,
so,
at official
there.
Spin 1038. So listen, if you'd like to win your passes and be in with a shot of that upgrade prize, what you need to do is tell us what song. We have 8 bitted up this morning. Listen closely. I think this is easy enough. Miss 8-bitted up songs.
So am I.
Me too. Honestly.
It's so good. And do you know what? I'm kind of raging because I looked at the answer before we played it and now I'm like, would I have known it?
Of course you would.
Of course
it's
you would.
It's a great song.
One more time. Get in touch now with your answer, please. Your chance to win with Gamerfest this morning. 087-711-1038. Let's do this. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sean reckons he knows. What's the crack with you this morning, Sean? How are you?
How are we?
Good, man. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you this morning?
Very good. And yourselves?
Good.
Really
thank
good.
You.
Are you a big
you.
Gamer, Sean?
Big time.
Woo-hoo. Oh yeah, what are you playing at the moment?
I've only started playing Fallout. Oh, yeah. Just because I've seen a few of my friends playing, so I'm like I'm jumping on that.
And would you recommend? Would you recommend?
It's good. It's entertaining.
Good.
It's funny as well, so that kind of it makes it easier.
Great. Sean, you sound like someone who needs to be at Gamerfest. You'll have a terrible FOMO. Have a listen to this again. The song that we 8-bitted up. What is that song, Sean, do you think?
That is Harry Styles, Late Night Talking.
Ooh, let's check. Yay.
All this late night talking.
Sean, what we know at this point is you definitely have your Gamerfest tickets. Now let's try and get you in with a shot of getting the upgrade, okay? One more song, we've 8-bitted up. Identify this one now, please.
I got it.
Any ideas, Sean?
Yeah, it's Ed Sheeran and Shivers.
Well done!
Yeah!
On the ball, Sean.
Sean, congratulations. You're in the draw to win that Logitech monitor plus all your gaming accessories and 2 priority Gamerfest tickets as well.
But what you know right now is you're going to Gamerfest.
You're definitely going to Gamerfest. Enjoy that, Sean, and keep by your
guys.
Phone. You might be getting a call from us, all right?
Brilliant.
Have
talk to you
weekend.
Soon, guys.
Good luck.
See
bye.
You now.
Bye.
All right, bit of official business now.
Yes, do that
to
draw.
To be done.
Ash.
We need to do the draw. I've got the 5 names in
and
front
do you
of me
have
here.
A hat?
Oh, I've got a hat. Yep, there I'll take go. It off my head.
Oh, yeah, take that fedora off. I keep telling you, it doesn't suit you.
Well, we actually just got to put them through. Thank you for that, Dave. My hat actually doesn't exist, so I'm not offended. We're putting this through an online generator. Amy, Evan, Jake, Adam and Sean are all going in the pot.
Okay.
One winner of the grand prize.
And a number has been presented. Let's make that call.
Hello.
Jake, hi, it's Emma, Dave and Ashton calling you from Spin.
What's up,
Jake? How are you doing?
Hey,
how's
Jake?
Things?
Good, come here. I know you were on during the week. You won your Gamerfest tickets with us. We're just lining up our qualifiers just for that upgrade prize, Jake. Okay,
before we do the draw.
Right.
All right, you just hang there for us for 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
We're only messing with you.
Yay! You've won the upgrade, Jake.
Oh my God, cheers. Thanks so much. I wasn't expecting that at all. And it's great. Perfect timing as well. It's for his birthday on the 4th of June. So
oh my God,
that's his birthday present.
That's unreal.
Amazing.
Not only are you bringing him to Gamerfest, you're bringing him to Gamerfest with the special treatments and all these extras as well.
Yeah, you've got the
lovely.
You've got a Logitech monitor, you've got some gaming accessories, and you got 2 priority Gamerfest tickets as well, Jake.
You've got to be VIPs.
Oh, Dan, you have to be delighted.
Congratulations, my man.
Cheers.
Have a great
Thanks
weekend.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
You too. Bye-bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Now, he's going to absolutely kill me for this, but I want to talk about my housemate, Ben, because I feel like I don't talk about him enough.
No, we haven't heard about Ben in at least a day.
At least 4 minutes. Obviously, me and my housemate Ben, we live together. We work together as well. He's the newsreader on Today FM. We go on walks together every single night after work and stuff as well, and we have the chats.
Can I just ask you very quickly, you know the way sometimes when people have a baby together or whatever, and they say, I can't remember life before... little baby was in our lives.
I can absolutely remember life before Ben.
Can you?
I can, yeah.
I can't remember your life before Ben.
Neither can I.
I feel like Ben came into your life about, I want to say, like 8-9 months ago.
No, exactly a year ago.
Oh, a year ago?
And I will tell you exactly
and
when.
And I don't remember you before him.
It is the 23rd of May will be 1 year since me and Ben went for a walk.
1 year of
the
Ben.
The only reason I know that is because this man is a freak with dates.
Right.
You ask him what happened, anything, whatever, he'll know the date.
Really?
It's unbelievable. It's very, very impressive. That kind of ties into what I'm about to tell you in a second. But as I was saying, we kind of spend most of our time together. Obviously, we live together, we work in the exact same building, and then after we finish work, we always
socialise together.
Yeah, we socialise together. We go to pub, we go for a walk, and
you go on holidays together.
We're going on holidays together now in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So you'd think we'd run out of stuff to talk about? No, things just get a little bit weird and a little bit kind of like, oh, well, that's an interesting topic of conversation. So I want to bring you three topics of conversation that occurred on our walk yesterday, okay. Right? So it was an hour walk and you kind of spend the first 10 minutes talking about work or whatever, you know, talking about what happened during the day. And then it's just, could be silence for 40 seconds and then it's like, right, let's talk about something weird. Let's get into it.
Okay.
So the first thing that came up was okay, it's very hard to explain. That doesn't make us come across like total weirdos.
Go on, give it a lash.
You're in too deep, you have to just...
Here's my question, right? This is the question where we asked, what numbers, if you were to have 3D printed numbers, what ones of them could you stand up, right? On their own.
If you had 3D prints out of numbers, what ones would stand on
them? 1 to 9, right? Just obviously because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1 would be grand.
Yeah.
2 would be grand.
So 1 would be grand. Yeah. 2 would be grand.
3, no.
4, not happening.
No.
5, no.
5, disagree. No. I completely agree. 6, no. Not happening.
7.
7.
No, we imbalanced.
Was this a point of contention? No, I don't think 7 would stand.
I don't think 7 would stand.
And out of the two of us, who would you think the person who would disagree with that statement is? The smart newsreader or the breakfast presenter?
I probably would have thought the breakfast presenter.
You'd think that the breakfast presenter would be the smart one?
No.
No, exactly. So I was arguing, not a chance. 7 would never stand up. 7 would fall over.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. 7 was... I was like, it would have to be very, very heavy on one point of the 7 in order for it to stand up.
Yeah, or put a weight in the bottom of it.
We went on and argued about this for 10 minutes of the walk until all of a sudden he just turned around and goes, oh yeah, no, you're dead right, actually. And that was it. That was just, I was like, okay, thank you.
Oh my God, you actually won.
Yeah, I won against Ben.
Really,
it was really, really weird.
A sitcom about Ben and Dave. Just call it Ben and Dave.
Ben and Dave. Then number 8 and number 9. Not happening. And then he goes, 11?
We'll keep going, or we'll...
The other next topic of conversation was, so obviously numbers, talking about numbers and stuff. This came up on his TikTok and he asked me this weird question and he goes, what does 2 and 7 have in common? I'm going to ask you, what does 2 and 7 have in common?
For me, I'd say they both kind of face left.
Okay, very interesting.
A lot of them do.
And Emma, what would you say?
I honestly, there's 5 between them.
Okay, that's not something in common. What do
both have five between them?
Numbers. They're both prime numbers.
Okay. Well, anyway, there was this TikTok kind of, I suppose, theory that neurodivergent people would say that it was like, they would say a weird answer like, oh, they both look like ducks, or they're both facing the same way, or they're both like, they both do a loop or something like that.
Yeah, because I was thinking of the shape of it.
Yes.
The 2 was much more rounded naturally than the more sharp 7.
Whereas apparently a neurotypical answer, which was my answer, and I'm not neurotypical or neurodivergent with my ADHD, so I didn't understand why this was correct. But 2 and 7 are both numbers.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
That's a neurotypical answer,
like a normal
apparently.
Answer.
And he was just like, I didn't even think of that. And then the last topic of conversation we did was, how do you visualise a calendar?
Oh, blocks.
Blocks. What do you mean blocks?
As in, I can see a calendar hanging on a wall. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's the start of the month and that's the end of the month.
Very good.
I think I'm the same, just okay. All the squares for each day.
So his is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So mine is a flip calendar.
That's exactly how I visualise
mine. So January and then you flip it over and then February. He visualises January, February, March, April, and then down from April, May, June, July, and then it goes up in steps back to January.
He's strange.
He is the most bizarre human I've ever met in my entire life.
Get him the eviction notice.
And that is what we talked about on our walk.
I'm worried about you now, that, to be honest.
I'm worried about him. Spins,
fully charged. Recharged. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You know what's probably going to happen, Aisling, at some point in your life on this earth?
What?
You probably will meet Beyonce.
Ah, stop.
In years to come, when she's finally moved
she's
down.
She's washed up.
Is she behind me? Is she outside the door? Yeah. Are you about to bring her in?
Imagine. Can you just imagine? That'd be epic. Unfortunately not. It is time for this, though.
One more tune. Come on in, Beyonce. One more tune.
Oh my God, she's there.
Take my seat.
One more tune.
It's Friday. It's going to be sunny. Once a week, myself and Dave and Aisling, we choose a song. And we all have great hope and love for the songs we choose. And we hope that you vote for them. Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp, the one that gets the most votes. It's pretty simple and not unique. We'll win one more tune and we'll launch the weekend on the show before 10 o'clock this morning. Bit of a hip-hop head me. I've been fascinated by the diss tracks going on between Kendrick Lamar and Drake over the last few weeks. With that in mind, I can't get the song out of my head. Mr. Kendrick Lamar, we're going to go back to 2012 on this, and Don't Kill My Vibe featuring the gorgeous vocals of Emily Sandé. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038.
For one more tune, I've gone for one more night.
And I know I've said it a million times. Woo! But I'll only stay with you one more night.
Maroon 5, baby, you want that to play as the last song of the show. It's called One More Night. It should be the one more tune. Dave in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
But tonight is about one group of gals only, and they're back, baby. If you are going to Girls Aloud tonight, let me tell you, I am seething with jealousy. It's going to be an unreal night. Two nights in the Three Arena they're playing. And here's one of their best, I think. Something New by Girls Aloud. If you want to hear it in full, get yourself pumped. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
In the interest of fairness, if you've just joined us, I have gone for Kendrick Lamar and Don't Kill My Vibe. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Please.
I've gone for Maroon 5 and One More Night. That's Dave in a WhatsApp. Please.
And I've gone for Girls Aloud and Something New. It's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know, it's Friday when we get a good old public roasting from our producer, Callum, and that is what we're going to do right now.
Hi there, what a week it's been. It's only 42 days until Taylor Swift plays her first gig at the Aviva.
For God's sake.
We held a funeral at the New York Dublin portal and Dave went blonde. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. We had one, not one, but two Australian cash machine winners this week, meaning we probably offended the whole of Australia with our antics.
No way. No way is it another Australian winner.
So we reloaded the cash machine yesterday. A brand new amount for you to know today.
Oh my God, it's like four times as much as this one.
They're giving away 40 grand.
Every day.
Australian winner.
They're giving away like 10 grand.
There was so much more that I didn't
think. Overdid.
Dave had some really, really interesting requests on the show this week.
If anyone has sore nipples in Dublin, let me know. I stand by that.
I can guarantee Spin was the only radio station in Ireland, maybe even the world this week, making these noises. And finally, any guesses on what this noise is from Miss Emma Nolan?
Right.
Do you understand those? Look at it.
That's elvish.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been your worst bits of this.
Can we just give a round of applause to producer Callum for getting through worst bits without.
Oh my God.
I'm finally getting better. You can hear me coughing in the background still.
But don't make him laugh, or then he'll choke.
Only took 2.5 months.
Months, yeah. Okay, briefly back to this. Where are the Kendrick fans at? Don't Kill My Vibe from Kendrick Lamar. You want to hear it? Emma in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038. You're running out of time to vote for this because the One More Tune winner will play very shortly.
Yeah, I've gone for Maroon 5.
And I know I've said it a million times.
Call One More Night. If you want it, Dave in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038.
I'm banking on the girlies for this one. Night to Three Arena, they're back. Girls Aloud, and this is one of my favorites of theirs, Something New. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Bit of a Eurovision vibe off that choice,
it
I think.
Is, yeah. It's a powerhouse.
A lot of people so excited for Girls Aloud this weekend. Enjoy for heading along.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Marley Park over the summer, and I just get more excited the more I hear that song. It's going to be so cool.
My housemate has seen him, I think, about 7 times. And she doesn't even like him that much.
She's like, he's just always there.
Her best mate is like the biggest fan of him. So every time her best mate comes up from Galway, she's like, but we go. And Linda's like, okay. She's seen him like 7 times.
Now, though, is a great time to see him because he's so big.
New album. Or new, is the new
album? Yeah, well, kind of.
It's a new EP.
Yeah.
Just to say, obviously, yesterday, it was us that did it. We went to the portal. We had a funeral and we declared a eulogy.
Yes.
We missed the portal.
We left flowers. We made it onto the BBC News.
We put a little sign up and we made a TikTok, and you can see the TikTok and you can see it on Instagram as well. Official Spin 103. Just have a look. It'll prove that we actually did it.
Yeah, it was us. What I can say at this point is we have a bit of an in. The portal looks like it'll be back on tomorrow.
Yee-hoo!
Oh, interesting.
That's according to anonymous source.
Yeah,
oh, God, we'll have to give the portal a christening now.
We will never mention the portal on this show.
Handing over to our producer, Callum, with the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma, you went for Don't Kill My Vibe from Kendrick Lamar. Dave, you went for One More Night by Maroon 5.
Yes.
And Ash, you went for Something New by Girls Aloud.
You would think that Girls Aloud stands are out in force
Something
today.
New.
Well, the song is called Something New.
Oh, sorry. I was like, it's not new.
I can reveal that Emma came in dead last with 20% of the vote. Coming
the
in second
fans.
Is Ms. Aisling Bonner with 37% of the vote.
I'm sorry,
so
ladies.
It was kind of close. Dave is the winner this week.
You're Adam Levine, you weirdo.
43% of the vote.
Nice one. Michaela's on the way. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday.
Enjoy the sun.
Yeah, do.
Don't get burnt. Wear your sun cream.
Snap.
You and I go hard.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.